Let's start with a sorry.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. I am behind a bar. On the other side of that bar is...
Tia Ayers.
And Tia is the organizer of the most highly anticipated event of this year of our Lord, 2010.
That's
2010,
right.
November 16th, a Tuesday. What's going to happen, Tia?
On that Tuesday, November 16th, 2010, we are going to have the Pizza Film Festival.
What is the Pizza Film Festival?
The Pizza Film Festival is an evening of short films, all dedicated to pizza, at the Hungry Brain Bar, 2319 West Belmont Avenue.
You know the address, Tia.
Yes, I accidentally started giving that address as my apartment address. So I'll be getting a lot of mail here over the next few weeks. I also live on Belmont. And we're also going to have pizza, we're going to have prizes, and it's all just free. But if you want to give money as a donation, that would be awesome too.
Give money. Pizza ain't free, everybody.
But if you don't have any money, we won't turn you away.
This isn't just a commercial. Tia's been on the live show. What?
It's not just a commercial.
Not just a great, great, great commercial.
It's not just the most interesting Clio award-winning commercial you've ever heard.
Oh, I love a Clio. Me and the guy from Mad Men. Yeah, that's a one of Clio. I want 8 Clios. The What's Ups.
Did it?
Yep, the What's Ups. What's their name? The What's Ups. The What's Ups Clio.
Drew Michael gave me a t-shirt. A What's Up t-shirt.
It would have been better if he just gave you a t-shirt.
He gave me a t-shirt.
You got a stain on your shirt. Have another shirt.
You got and buy that
that's part of your
fabric
bits.
Softener.
You have bits.
I do?
You're a comic.
I have bits.
Bits, and that's one of your bits.
What is?
The What's Up thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know my own material.
Every time it's a discovery of comedy when you go on stage. It's very interesting.
I haven't said it in a long time.
You brought it up just now.
On stage.
Oh, okay. Only in audio format. God forbid it's on stage. You were on the live show.
What?
You run the...
Oh, yeah. That show. That awesome.
Show. Thanks, buddy.
I thought you said you run a live show, and I was like, what other kind of show would I run?
Produce show. Like, SportsCenter is not really live. They cut that. Maybe
they do?
I don't know. What is SportsCenter like, Tia?
It's pre-recorded for in front of a studio audience.
Yeah, those are my favorite episodes of SportsCenter.
Yes.
When they just break down the fourth wall.
And then they have, what do you call that?
Clips?
No. Studio audience.
Yeah.
Canned laughter.
Oh, canned laughter. You like the band Can?
I don't know that band.
Okay.
Okay, what did you
want?
You
like laughter? Why are you a comic, Tia? How did this start? How did this endeavor begin?
Are we talking comedy now?
Yeah,
or are we done talking about pizza?
No, we're going to go all around the world like a pizza pie is in a circle.
Me as a comic. Well, I love comedy.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. I don't really know how it started. I guess it's been my whole life.
Your whole life's been one joke.
I woke up alive one day. Like... day old, and
you had about 4 years of not waking up alive. Just a fetus.
I liked
in an incubator.
As a kid, I liked making people laugh. I liked to make people happy.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Los Angeles, California.
How was that?
Awesome.
Where in Los Angeles?
Well, I grew up in the Valley, Burbank, and I went to high school in Thousand Oaks, which is like a suburb of.
When did you move from LA?
To Chicago?
No, in general. When did you first leave LA?
When did I first leave LA?
Yeah.
Like ever as a kid.
Not like day trips, but like move.
Well, when I was about 4, my parents moved to Des Moines, Iowa for a few years.
Did you live in Des Moines, Iowa for a few years? How
I
was
did.
That?
It was great.
Was it really?
I was a little kid.
So pretty much like Peru would have been cool. The Congo would
have
been
okay. Yeah, you're discovering life.
Yeah, in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, and then we moved back to Burbank.
And then you stayed in Burbank till when?
Till I was 12.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of Iowa for 1 year.
Okay.
And then I went to San Diego State.
Why did you go from Iowa to San Diego
I am a gypsy.
But you stayed for a long time for a gypsy, you realize that.
1 year of college.
What did you major in?
Creative writing.
Was that worth it?
It actually was, because I don't recommend that everybody go to college.
Okay.
I think that it's kind of stupid if you know what you want to do.
If you could have gone again, would you have gone again?
I don't know. I'm a screenwriter in addition to doing comedy, mm-hmm. and I don't know if I would have... Screenwriting is a really hard format to learn, and I don't know if it's actually something you can really... It's really hard without taking advanced studies in the format.
Okay.
Well, it's not something you can really... I don't think it's a format that's very easy to learn by reading a book.
How does someone go from creative writing to screenwriting makes sense. How mm-hmm. do you go from screenwriting to stand-up comedy?
Well, it's a long, long story. I was a creative writing major with my emphasis was on screenwriting, and during...
This is at San Diego State?
Yeah.
Okay.
And during college, I started watching Comedy Central all the time, and I like fell in love with their shows and the reruns.
Specials.
Yeah, and okay. SNL and like sketch comedy and improv.
Mm-hmm.
So after I graduated college, I started doing improv. I took classes at the Groundlings in Los Angeles, Second City in Los Angeles, Improv Olympic. I did all the writing programs.
Really?
I did the conservatory there.
When was this? Like 10 years ago?
This was a long time ago. I started improv in 2000.
You don't do any improv anymore?
I don't.
Why is that?
I got burned out on improv. Like, it's like one of the greatest things in making short films.
Improv?
And it's also one of the best skills to have in doing stand-up comedy.
Just act
just
off the cuff?
As being able to be in the moment, I think.
Okay.
And then, but I got burned out on it. I just would study improv and sketch comedy, and that was like my life. And then I got a job at a production company, and I was working for... these producers, and then
what kind of production company?
They made for TV movies.
Okay.
But they didn't have anything in production during the entire time I worked there.
Great.
But I gave them a script that I wrote with my mom, and after I left the company, they sold that script to Lifetime.
Whoa.
So I made a Lifetime movie. I didn't make it.
You made it with your own two hands.
I birthed it.
You birthed a Lifetime movie.
But
how many women were beat in that movie?
None.
Raped?
They changed everything.
Yep, they did.
Nothing was raped. Nothing was raped.
Version,
and no one.
How many people were raped?
Nobody.
How many were murdered?
None.
How many people, men cheated on women?
None.
What was your movie about?
It was about a girl.
Breast cancer.
No.
What?
It was about
four for
a.
Four.
Any other guesses?
Oh, rediscovering sexuality at a late age.
No.
What? Come on, just tell me. Just come on.
It was about a girl who was 16 years old, who lives with her mom, and she's a troublemaker, and she acts up, and she's sent to live with her dad and pregnant stepmom in a rural town in Iowa. Now, that's where the similarities between the movie I wrote with my mom and the actual aired movie.
Okay.
That's where they end.
If I Google your name, or if I IMDb your name, will that show up?
It will.
Let's do that right now.
It will show up as a story credit.
Okay. You didn't get a writing credit.
I got story by.
So you don't get
it
paid
is,
as much for that?
You don't get paid as much for the story by credit, but I did get paid for the first, you get paid for, I mean, I'm in the Writers Guild.
Ooh, you are.
So
do you have good insurance? Everyone as much as the writers.
They have the best insurance, but you have to make a certain amount to qualify.
Really?
And you have to make it with every year.
There's a lot of Tia Ayers, by the way, on IMDb.
Are there?
Yeah, there's four or five.
I'm the first.
Miscellaneous crew. There we go. Oh, wow. People should do this.
Yeah, go to imdb.com.
Wait, you were on the crew for Newlyweds?
I watched footage. And summarized
it. And the Girls Next Door, the Hugh Hefner show?
I was a story editor on that show, which is the equivalent of being a writer.
Wow. So which one, Mom, Dad, and Her, is the Lifetime
Mom,
movie?
Mom, Dad, and Her.
What was the working title you had?
Just Breathe. Which is actually, there is a movie poster with Just Breathe on it. Because I think that's the international title. I don't know. I really don't have anything
to do with it. Is Rebecca Ayers your mother?
Yes.
She was also in The Girls Next Door, which you made.
No. The Girl Next Door is a short film that I did in like 2002. It's different than The Girls Next Door, which is a show I later worked on.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl next door. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
And let's Love Street. Is that you? Is that the right T. Ayers?
Yeah, it's...
This is in 94.
When I was... How old was I in 94?
You were 16.
16 years old. Yeah, that was a short film that was made into a Showtime, like, Skinemax 30-minute video thing. It's... I don't know. I've never watched it.
You have a fun life on IMDb.
It
doesn't make any sense.
It seems really exciting.
It doesn't make any
sense.
Well,
if you look up my IMDb profile under trends or something like that, it's like nudity is what it says.
Because I worked on film.
No. But it's because The Girl Next Door, which is being mistaken with the Girl Next Door movie that came out the same year.
Okay.
And then The Girls Next Door, which is Playboy.
Hold on. You were a logger on Battle for Ozfest?
I was.
That was a good show.
That was an awesome show. That was the first reality show I ever worked on.
That's a good reality show. What's High Maintenance 90210?
That was one of the worst reality shows of all time. I think it was 6 episodes on E.
Yeah.
About people that work...
On 90210?
No, they work for, like, famous rich people, but no famous rich people would actually be on it except Pauly Shore.
What about Beach Patrol San Diego?
That's a show that's on... It was on Court TV, but then later on True TV. It's like cops and lifeguards on the beach.
Do you like anything you've worked on besides your own stuff?
I really liked Beach Patrol.
What?
It's
really?
It's documentary style, and so it... we there's and one of the greatest things... I mean, it... When Katrina happened, the lifeguards on our show went there, and we actually, our crew went there, and so we helped, like, we made this, I think it was a half hour, it might have been an hour long special on Katrina, and that was amazing to work on, actually.
Your most recent one was Dine and Dash, and I'm assuming this will be shown at the Pizza Film
Dine
Festival.
Dine and Dash is the, yeah, that's why the Pizza Film Festival exists.
So is it like a screen for your, is that how it started?
It started that way. I couldn't get it in any film festivals.
Is that true?
Yeah,
why
it stars...
Why are you bringing your garbage here?
It stars... No. I did get it into a film festival.
Yeah, which one?
The Chicago Shorts Festival.
That's awesome. The short film is great stuff.
I don't know.
Be proud!
Chicago International Real Shorts Festival.
That's awesome.
I don't know which
Congratulations.
One. I think there's a lot of festivals. I don't know
Just
if it's...
Just take that compliment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it stars Nick Vatterott, who was just on Jimmy Fallon.
I was on Jimmy Fallon.
Were you?
No.
I knew you weren't, but
no.
I thought maybe you were on as like an audience member.
No.
like people that say they were on the Bozo.
I don't sit. I wish I was on Bozo, though. That's not a lie.
I met a Starbucks employee yesterday who got very excited that she was on Bozo when she was younger.
A scant 25 years later, she was thrilled.
Yeah, she just yesterday.
She woke up and realized I was on Bozo.
Her excitement of being on the show peaked yesterday.
And my mind I got fucking blew.
But, yeah, and
Dine and Dash,
it also has Josh Cheney, who was on Tim and Eric. Awesome
what?
Show, great job.
Why am I not in this film?
I don't know, because I shot it in Los Angeles.
So? You don't want to fly me out?
I didn't even know that you then.
Yep, well, you do now.
I know now, but I don't know.
We made eye contact right there, listener. Dear listener, eye contact.
You're not moving to Washington, D.C. anymore now.
Nope.
Because of that eye contact.
Because I'm in love with you.
No.
What? I'm in love with Nick Vatterott. That's true.
He's awesome.
I've never met the man, but we're going to be inside of each other very soon.
Yeah?
Yep.
How so?
Sexually.
Oh. Is he going to D.C.?
Nope. I'm going to fly to L.A. and be his lover.
Well, he lives in New York.
That's why I'm very dumb. I'm going to tours L.A.
He's in L.A. right now.
Sneak attack him.
He's in L.A. right
you
now.
I got plans. You don't know about my plans. I got big plans. Why do you think I know you? I researched you as a filmmaker.
Just now.
Just now
on
IMDb. And all these threads are coming together. It's like Zodiac.
By the way, audience, there was somebody sitting next to me, but I lost them.
Why do you got to do that? Why can't you just say nothing?
I just wanted to tell you all that if you've turned this off by now.
They wouldn't know because they've turned it off by now.
If you've turned this off by now, but then...
You're a ghost.
If you turn this off by now, but you can still hear it because you can't escape my voice.
You do have a soothing voice.
I was told this recently.
There's a reason.
I'm very excited to hear this.
Do you see the irony in being excited about a soothing voice?
Because I can't do anything but be...
Very calm.
Yeah.
Do you ever yell at people?
Yeah, I have a video of me yelling at Kevin Lee, but it sounds ridiculous.
When is that? Why have I not seen that?
It's on my Facebook.
I gotta look at that. I've yelled.
You should have done some research.
I've yelled. You need to shut your fucking mouth and answer my questions. I've yelled at Kevin Lee quite a bit.
My anger at him is like the sound of my anger
is
at
it
him
pure?
Is pathetic. It's.
It wasn't like a bit. You were actually angry at him.
I was angry, but it does not sound mad.
Why were you angry at him?
Because we were shooting, and now we're back to the pizza. Film Fest. I love Kevin Lee.
What I'm doing?
Kevin Lee is awesome. Kevin Lee, if you haven't checked him out, he's an awesome comic. He's a great actor. I've used him in a couple of videos, and I love his on-camera antics.
I don't know if you know this. Kevin Lee's in my next film.
Yay!
Yeah,
see?
No joke.
Everybody should be fans of Kevin Lee. Look him up.
He looks really Aryan, by the way.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a Don Johnson type.
He's the whitest
or
man
like,
you'll ever meet. He's got blonde hair and blue eyes. He's
like,
from Indiana.
Yeah.
It's pretty Aryan.
He's very Aryan. But he was late, and I really needed to shoot some stuff for the Pizza Film Festival. We had a press conference that we shot.
With CJ.
And Kevin was... I needed him there, and then he was late. And then when he got there, he was just being silly, and I needed to focus because I was going to lose light. So I just was like, you're not allowed to ask... I didn't even say it that mean. I was just like, you're not allowed to ask any more questions. I'm mad at you.
Did you say, I'm mad at you?
Yeah. I was like, I'm mad at you. I was your biggest fan until today.
Like, and now I'm your second biggest fan.
Like,
CJ just texted.
And I just got a text from... Maybe he's listening.
This is
and
the
he's,
second time that CJ has interrupted a podcast of mine, not live show. It's very odd.
See, maybe he was listening to the podcast and
he future listens and then he goes back in time. Figures out the
guys, if you want to call in right now,
give me your phone number.
My number's 323. Will people call me, do you
Probably
think?
Probably not.
323-459-1221. If I don't recognize the number, I won't answer it anyway.
So no one's.
But when I'm famous,
you'll have a different number.
I'll never change my number, just like I'll never change my AOL email address.
Why won't you change your AOL? Yeah, you have the worst. You have Knockwood or Knockwood.
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 Yeah.
But it's spelled N O O K.
It's spelled N O K.
N O K.
Look.
Hey, why use AOL?
Just get off my back. I can't
you
handle
like
changing.
Docs? How do you make films without Google Docs?
I don't know. I just
no Google Docs. Oh, there's a whole
movie magic. I don't know.
What do you use to cut films?
Final Cut.
Ooh. So you like the most cutting edge editing software, but in terms of communication, which you do every single day of your life on your iPhone, that's just stupid. How do you like your iPhone?
It's slow.
Yeah, you need a new one. If you're gonna make films, your new iPhone.
Is that what they teach you in film school now?
Gotta go.
If you're gonna make films,
I'm shooting an entire hour film. Just on my phone, just to see. It's gonna suck. I know that, but I'm just doing it.
But why?
Because I have the phone. I feel guilty for owning such an expensive thing.
Yeah. Now you can write it off.
I could do that. I've never written anything off.
You've never written anything off, and you have a production company.
Yeah, I just lose money.
Well,
do I need to like incorporate or something?
No.
I'm gonna send you a lot of emails to your AOL account about how to do this. Pizza Film Fest.
I was gonna help you with your taxes, which should be
that.
Lots of fun.
No, I think
on
we
your
need
podcast.
To do, you know what? You're a stand-up. You know what comedy is about? Taxes.
I do taxes.
Do you like doing stand-up?
I like doing stand-up.
how long have you been doing it? Because you went from improv, and then there's this giant gap where all we did was talk about reality shows and Lifetime movies.
Yeah, and in that time, I started doing stand-up because I was working two jobs. And
this is in LA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I found it a lot easier just to do comedy by myself.
Do you like doing stand-up more than sketch or improv?
My favorite thing in the world is movies.
You and Michael Sanchez, you don't seem to like doing what you do.
I
like,
do.
I'd rather be making movies, but I'll go on stage.
I do make movies.
So does he.
But it's...
Ooh. War.
Wait.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I like both of you guys a lot.
I don't know.
Why do you stand up at all, though? Just because you feel like you have to, you should, you miss doing improv. What's the goal?
The goal is just to enjoy my life.
Are you enjoying your life?
Yeah.
What could be better?
What could be better in my life? Well, I'd like to live near my boyfriend.
Who's your boyfriend? Let's not talk about that. Fuck him. Does the stand-up make you a better filmmaker?
I think doing anything creative makes you a better filmmaker. And I'll tell you that I don't watch a lot of stand-up comedy, and I've never been a person that like goes to stand-up shows. I think people that go to clubs for comedy are weird.
They are.
And it's a weird thing to then go, I want to make these people laugh. No, I don't know.
Do you want to make people laugh, Tia?
I do. I love to make people laugh. I don't understand the audience that's like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. But, what were we talking about?
You.
No, we were talking about something before that.
You.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you. Tori Amos.
That's always the start of a great story. Let me tell you something. Tori Amos. By the way, I wrote a Lifetime movie.
I know that, whatever, if you I'll talk about Tony Robbins next, if you like.
What are we doing, stand-up boot camp?
Stand-up boot camp?
So you don't know this stuff. Tori Amos.
I do know it, I just like to pretend like I don't, so that you're like, you don't know anything.
Tori.
She said that she didn't listen to a lot of piano players growing up because she felt that she didn't want to play the piano like everyone else did.
And that totally makes sense, but what about filmmaking?
Well, we were talking about comedy.
I know, but that's what I'm asking. Does the same correlation work? Should you watch a lot of films to be a better filmmaker, or should you try to not to? I understand not listening to stand-up because you don't want to accidentally take bits, or you want to develop your own voice. I get that. But as a filmmaker, you're not alone. You're the furthest thing from alone, you know?
I think it's good to get like a group of people that are like peer level.
Peer level, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I watch movies. I think that it's good to watch movies so that you're not... Just doing the same thing.
Yeah. In an ideal world, what would you be doing?
Making movies.
What is preventing you from doing that now?
Nothing. I am doing it.
You haven't done any feature length stuff?
Nope.
Do you want to? Are you building towards that?
Yeah, I suppose I am.
I really want to talk to you about certain things that we can't mention.
What is that?
CJ Toledano.
What do you want to ask me about?
CJ Toledano is hosting the live show.
Wait, what did we can't mention?
It doesn't matter. My mom is here. We got to close this interview. We're going to keep it. Yeah, I know.
Mom!
Yeah.
Is she going to miss you?
Yeah. We don't want to talk about that. Stick around, dear listener. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at The Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
All right, Tia, we are back.
I'm back.
Back in action.
We saw his mom.
We saw my mom.
She brought a burrito.
She's crying.
Mom, dad, and her.
Yeah. Good luck finding my dad, Tia. Do your research, motherfucker.
Was I supposed to do research on you before
you
I came here?
You do research on the interviewer.
Why are you so upset about this? You didn't tell me that I couldn't bring up your dad.
I never met my dad.
Oh.
That's why.
Well, so. You could have said, don't bring up the fact that I've never met my dad.
Don't bring up the fact that you're a bastard child.
There's no such thing as a bastard child.
A bastard adult.
There's no such thing.
Little bastard, the
song.
No,
it only bothers you if you let it.
What?
It only bothers you. Okay.
I'm a white man. No, I'm sorry.
You don't care. I'm sorry that I brought it up.
Tia. Pizza Film Fest.
What is going on with you?
Is in a lot of pain.
He's moving tomorrow to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
He's taking...
They all know. They all know.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to plug Washington, D.C. for you. Forget it.
I'm a big fan of districts. That one is aces.
There's going to be a political...
My favorite people are the ones going, are you going into politics?
Yeah, you're...
Yep, I'm going there to go into politics.
Yeah, well...
That's insane. People are so dumb. The Pizza Film Festival.
November 16th.
CJ's hosting.
CJ Toledano is the master of ceremonies.
Why didn't you do it?
Because CJ Toledano is also known as Pizza Toledano.
Oh.
When people in the comedy world of Chicago think of...
You're giving them insider information.
When you think of pizza and comedy, you think of CJ. So he just makes me smile because I know he'll do it right. And I'm doing a lot of the background work and making a lot of the videos for it and helping people coordinate shoots and stuff like that. And I just didn't want to have the pressure to also MC it.
Do you hate success?
Do I hate success?
Yeah, because you're doing everything, but CJ's out in the forefront. It just seems like...
He's not on the postcard.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the postcard.
You are on the postcard.
So are you.
You mean everybody is, yeah.
Yeah, see? We're on the postcard, not CJ. He could be gone at any moment. So
he is. He's moving to LA.
If you're, yeah, with me. Well, not with me, but, you know.
We're getting married, CJ. And November 16th at the Hungry Brain, come see a
the
wedding,
the pizza
everybody.
Film festival / wedding of nice. CJ and pizza.
If it goes well, you can do it again?
We're going to do it in LA.
Fuck you guys. You're doing it in DC or Chicago?
Well, what we'd like to do is, this is the first one. We wanted to start in Chicago because Chicago is pizza.
Yep.
Like
we're made of pizza.
It's pizza town.
We're paved with
pizza
deep dish
town,
cheese.
Chicago,
have
Illinois.
You had, this is really quick. You never had deep dish pizza, right?
No, I have.
You have had deep dish. Okay.
Yeah, in fact, and I also want to say thank you to Chicago's Pizza because they are sponsoring us and they're going to have pizza at the festival.
Because I've never heard a sober person thank Chicago's Pizza.
They deliver until 5 a.m. They're the first pizza place in Chicago to deliver until 5 a.m.
Are they still? They're the only ones, I think.
Well,
they should be the only ones.
The owner told me, he said other people might say they were the first, but we were the first, and I believe him because.
How long have they been around? You know.
Several years, and they're great.
That's a good number.
Shy pie. I don't remember what their website is. I only put it on a million postcards.
Yeah, you're doing a great job with this. I'm very happy with this.
Oh, thank you. So, do you think I fear success?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, because you need to scream at Kevin Lee to be successful. And you just told him, hey, you used to be my favorite.
And then he was awesome anyway, so he's still
you
one of my favorites.
Learn your lesson.
Well, maybe he learned his.
Where can people see you?
People can see me tonight here at the Hungry Brain for the Best of the Depressed Showcase.
So is that over now, or are you still going to do it?
Right.
Is it up in the air?
Mondays at the Underground Lounge.
It's a late start, right?
It's 10:30.
Yeah,
sign
so
up.
Come to the Hungry Brain first, and then go pay for overpriced drinks at the Underground Lounge.
Well, that's not on Tuesdays. That's on Mondays.
I know. That's what I'm saying. On Monday nights, come to the Hungry Brain first. Get real liquored
up. You're asking me if I want to.
It's super cheap. And then go see Tia's show.
I'm only going to be doing it for a little bit longer, but Chris Condren and I are going to host something next week there, and I'm going to be doing Comedians You Should Know in November.
Comedians You Should Know is a fantastic show at Timothy O'Toole's.
November 17th.
It's a Wednesday night. You should go check that out.
The day after the Pizza Film Festival, you can come there. And then
the week of Tia.
The Saturday before that, I'll be co-hosting CJ's show
at the Second City.
At the Second City.
That's awesome. So that's only see Tia November 13th, 16th, and 17th.
Nowhere else.
Those are three awesome shows.
You can go to lovelikearobot.com. And
why did you name it that?
Because I want my autobiography to be called How to Make Love Like a Robot.
That's one of your bits.
It's not really one of my bits, but I love robots.
What's your favorite robot?
Just any robot. I just love robots.
You got too much
I
love.
Like cute little robots.
What makes a robot cute?
Like, it doesn't do anything evil. Just anything that it's programmed
to do. I don't think you understand how technology works, Tia.
Anything that's programmed to make your life easier.
But what if it looks like Hitler? Look, Hitler. But all it does is bake cupcakes and reads to dumb people.
Well, how would it look like Hitler?
It's Hitler's skin. They skinned Hitler. They put his skin on top of a very helpful robot. Would you love that robot?
I don't like robots that look human.
Okay, that's an important part of that.
That's not really a robot.
Have you been to a wax museum?
I have.
Is it weird?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
I went to Madame Tussauds in Hollywood.
Who was the big thing at the time? Was there a thing?
There's a ton of them. They're all celebrities, and they're all exactly to scale, and you just walk around thinking, like, wow, I'm fat.
And on that note, everybody, Tia Ayers is not fat. Her website is lovelikearobot.org, net.uk.
.com.
No, go to the .uk. It's a much better website. It's just your site with a lot of E's, and they add a O after a U.
Yeah. I get it.
And you're going to be here.
And they say garage. What? Yeah. Who's the host here?
Me.
Okay, sorry.
Me. I'm never going to do that again. You're going to be here November 16th at the Hungry Brain for the Pizza Film Fest. The following evening, Comedians You Should Know, the Saturday before, because fuck chronological order, you'll be at the Second City with CJ at his show. And that's an awesome week.
Sorry that I was not chronological.
No, I didn't do it in chronological order. I knew
Neither
that.
Neither did I.
I screwed it up. Because you're the artist. You can screw it up because you're the artist. And she's literally wincing right now.
I suck. Sorry, guys.
It's a great attitude. You're making everybody happy. there's a website for the Pizza Film Fest.
Pizzafilmfest.com.
And there's videos on there. There are! Fuck you!
There are.
You're real bad at plugs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I don't know what else you want to know.
I just want to stand here and
the awkward
have
silence.
A listener listen to the vents in the bar.
You want to listen to the other podcast that's being recorded now?
We outlasted them.
Yes.
We ran the marathon of podcasting and
we're having a podcasting
winners.
Contest tonight, The Hungry Brain.
It feels like that. Are we going to podcast the show?
I don't think people want that.
I think if you're going on stage to tell a depressing story and you're doing it in front of people on purpose, you're not just drunk, you should be putting that out there.
Well, I think it's up to the performer.
Of course. It's going to be a person-to-person basis, but whoever says no, I will make fun of.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Thanks for doing this, Tia.
Thank you for having me. Please come out to the Pizza Film Festival.
And have a wonderful evening.
You too.